My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so the latest news on this Lions-Tampa game is that Penei Sewell was back out on the practice field today, whether it's full practice or limited practice. What's important is it sounds like he's trending towards playing. Not so much for Marcus Davenport or Fatu Melifamu or Isaiah Williams, the wide receiver. We very well could see Tim Patrick make his Lions debut at wide receiver. We could see James Houston make his debut for the season at the edge rusher, although what was the implication there, the Pecco might get that nod, and they might move some people around to make up for not have if Davenport can't go.
Yeah, not sure what they're going to do there because they've got Reeder up. But last week they had Pecco played last week, and so did Chris Smith, right?
Yeah.
So Smith has been waived, and they could, if you replace Smith with DJ Reeder, then you still have a spot from the Davenport spot. So will they use that for James Houston? Will they use that to promote another defensive back or a linebacker? I don't know what they'll
do. Tough decision.
Yeah. I mean, look, as a fan, I want to see James Houston play, and I don't care if it's only going to be 15 or 20 snaps in the game. I think he's impactful in those 15 to 20 snaps.
Yeah. All right. We did this thing where we put a prediction for today's, Sunday's game in an envelope, each of us, myself, Gator, and Kang. And we're going to open them today at 1:30. We've asked people what is in their envelope, and we'll see if they align with any of the listeners. Mike writes in my envelope, the Detroit Lions will beat Wake Forest 42-3.
Oh, I see. I see what happened there. My little brain fart with Wake Forest is now playing a role in the Detroit Lions. Great.
From Scott, I want the Venn diagram of that entire Gator Texas A&M Wake Forest analysis. Lions prediction, Lions beat Wake Forest by 10. That's from Mike.
If they only win by 10 over Wake Forest, we get problems.
A win's a win, Gator.
Yeah. Sneaky storyline from this game is the fact that Kancey went the pick after Jack Campbell. A lot of people thought that pick would have been better used on an interior defensive lineman over an off-the-ball linebacker. No offense, Doug.
Well, and Kancey may not play. But yeah, Kalijah Kancey was, people were starting to make the comparisons to Aaron Donald because they're both from Pitt and similar, you know, size or whatever and position. But they're not the same player.
Nope.
And yet Kancey was definitely thought of as a guy the Lions could have picked up there.
You guys remember the draft video of the Buccaneers, and it made it seem like Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers really wanted Jack Campbell, and they were kind of taken back when the Lions took him. And it's almost like Kancey was their second choice.
That's kind of funny. I kind of have vague memories of that. Was there inside the war room video?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Inside the pirate ship.
Yeah. Next text. My prediction is Derek Barnes intercepts Mayfield again. That'd be cool. Got no problems with that. God, that was a great moment last year. I mean, that was, oh my God, they did it again. They won another playoff game. And it was a tense moment. It would have been a lot more tense had Tampa made their two-point conversion to make it 31-25 instead of what it was, 31-23. How do you feel about that strategy, by the way, going for two to try and give yourself, I mean, that chance to go ahead with a extra point?
I think it's ballsy. I don't think it's stupid. I think it's ballsy, and it's probably not what I would choose to do.
Yeah.
Because I like playing it. Playoffs, I want to play it a little safer and give my team a chance. But everything is, you know, situational and depending where you're at. In that game, I mean, that's a really ballsy call, because if you do convert it, it changes the mindset
of everything. You've got so much momentum. The other team's on their heels. The Lions got a little bit of momentum back, like a safety net just got put underneath their lead because Tampa missed the two-point conversion. If people missed the scenario or forgot the scenario, Lions were up 31-17. Tampa scores in the fourth quarter to make it 31-23. They go for two. And I felt like the Lions stole a little momentum back by getting that stop.
I actually love the move. I think it's going to be more common practice the more we go on as the years go on in football. Right now, everyone talks about how Dan Campbell's so aggressive and he goes for it too much on fourth down. I think it's just great strategy, and he is kind of ahead of his time. I think the rest of the league is going to start catching up to this. And you saw it with the Rams, them going for it on fourth down when they necessarily didn't have to. And I think it's going to happen a lot more as we move forward in football.
I think it depends a little bit, too, on what you are coming into that game. Like, if you're an underdog and you have to coach your way into an extra advantage here or there somewhere, to me, it might make some sense.
I just think, Doug, it's just strategy at this point. It's not even that. I think it's like the right decision. I think eventually they're going to say this, the experts, whatever that, you know, analytics, whatever, is go for it.
Go for the two-pointer, yes. When you cut a lead to eight?
Yes. You can cut it to six, and then your next touchdown wins the game.
I mean, have we seen anybody go for the two-pointer to cut it to eight and then have to go for a two-pointer again when they cut it to two and miss and lose a game? Has that scenario actually played itself out yet?
No, I think more for me, I'm talking about the when you have it cut to eight already and you want to cut it to six.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We haven't seen it, but because if you don't make it, now you got to make a two-pointer again, and if you miss that too, then you've literally coached yourself out of an overtime. And I don't know that we've seen anybody go 0-for-2 on the two-point conversions and basically take an L because they got too aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know if we've seen the O do it twice and miss both times.
Yep, because if you miss the first, now you're required to make the second one. I don't know.
Hey, it's a risk. It's high risk, high reward.
Because... Gator, I don't remember you were in, but we had that Sports Illustrated, I think it was SI, it might have been ESPN. One of them did a season simulation where the Lions went to the Super Bowl. And it was this exact scenario with the Lions trailing Kansas City by 14 in the fourth quarter. And the Lions scored a touchdown in this simulation, okay? This is a total simulation. Lions scored a touchdown to cut it to eight. In the simulation, the Lions went for two and got it. And then scored a touchdown late. The extra point gave him the Super Bowl victory in this, I think it was an ESPN FPI simulation. Mm. I mean, when it works out that way, I mean, you become the ultimate hero if you do it for the
you're
Detroit.
A legend. Yeah. If you go for it, if you're the coach and you decide to go for two and you convert and then put the other team on notice, and it works out for you, you are a legend. People will talk about it all the time. Doesn't mean it's going to end up being a trend.
So, I think it is. I think you guys are missing my point. I think this is going to be a lot more normal than you guys realize. I think Dan Campbell is ahead of his time in a way. I think that if you plan on going for it for two later to go for the win instead, right, then you might as well go for it now.
Well, if you've decided I'm not going to overtime, then it doesn't really matter when you go for the two.
No, and that matters because you know that next time you have to go for two anyways. You got to get one for two, essentially, right?
Yeah. It might.
If you get the first one, then you don't have to go for
two. Exactly.
So I'm a big fan of when you're down by 15 and you score to cut it to 9, that you go for 2 right away instead of kicking the extra point being down 8. Because if you miss the 2-pointer with 5 minutes left, you can play the game knowing you missed the 2-pointer. Whereas if you miss the 2-pointer with a minute left, you can't really make up for it. But that's the old debate that we've had forever. And I've watched enough to make up my mind on that one. I haven't made up my mind on this scenario when you're down 14, if you should go for 2. All right. Anyway, it happened last year when Bulls went for 2. Well,
it's also it's different in the NFL because of where they're kicking the extra points from now.
Well, they're no longer gimmies. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin will have more than 200 combined receiving yards. That's from Wink and Royal Oak. That could happen. I mean, this new and improved secondary, I wouldn't say they dominated last week. They didn't. Their play wasn't fatal. But when Puka Nacua went out and Stafford basically said, okay, I got one guy in a route, I'm going to throw it to Cooper Kupp like every damn time. Lions passed the test. This is a bigger test. This is 2 and maybe 3 really good receivers. It's probably too early to say that with Jalen McMillan, but when I saw the 2 targets that were incomplete to him, I was like, my God, he could have had 3 long touchdowns. Unnamed texter, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, and LaPorta, each with 5-plus receptions.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
That's the prediction of an unnamed texter. So here's the thing with that. I mean, you don't tip your hand at what you're going to do, but I'll be shocked if Amon-Ra doesn't get a ton of targets this week.
I would too. I just think they're going to have more plays to run, so they're going to have more passing opportunities. They only threw the ball 28 times last week. And when you look at your top 3 receiving options being St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and Sam LaPorta, mm-hmm. I mean, is it crazy to think between the 3 of those guys you're going to get 20 receptions?
No.
Not at all?
No, it's not. I mean, they're top 3 pass catchers. Probably your next one is Jahmyr Gibbs. You get down to Khalif Raymond, who didn't get targeted once last week. I was a little surprised by that. Could see Tim Patrick this weekend. All right, 248-539-9797. We got open lines. Anything on your mind? Fair game. We unseal the envelopes today at 1:30 with our predictions as to what's going to go down in this game. Get us yours right now. You're on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.